On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The buzzer went off, but the conversation never stops. This is Overtime with Jake Volnick. We are Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
With you guys here on a Friday. Happy Friday. Browns getting ready to take on the Patriots this weekend. Cavs back in action. Once again, looking to put their first win on the board of the season. Thank you to the New York Knicks. And a lot to get into. We're going to do it all. Again, Jake Volnick with you guys here on Overtime from 7 to 11. We have Jax Gregory running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass tonight. James Bridge is with us. I'm excited for tonight is a just all-out fun night. One, we have a game one of the World Series, which is always an enjoyable time. Even though I already told you guys, this series does not put a smile on my face. This series does not make me happy. I have nobody to root for here. I either root against the United States of America, but for Shane Bieber and Andrés Jiménez, which is probably where 3% of my my fandom lies in this series, or the Dodgers, who are just a top payroll in baseball. Either way, doesn't make me very happy. But we have the World Series starting tonight. Cavs back in action, and it's going to be exciting. Like, this should be, you just have no reason to lose this game. That's really the bottom line. If you lose to the Nets, not that I'm going to go scorched earth on the fact that the Cavs would start a season 0-2 and a loss come to the Nets. I'd be like, it's unfortunate. 80 more games to go, guys. You got a lot of time to make up a loss to the Nets, so you don't go scorched earth tonight. But it is a game that you should just flat out win. Like, you should feel comfortable with getting this. But I think part of the feeling that I have, where if you lose tonight, doesn't really do anything for me. Like, I'm not going to go scorched earth. I'm not going to be that upset. Like, you can pin it on the 82-game season and the fact that you're so early on. But I think of it more so in the lines of, I'm giving the Cavs a little bit of early season grace. Like, we talked about it earlier on this week when we were talking about it, obviously, after opening night on Wednesday. And it's like, this team is in no excuses mode. Like, when we talk about the scope of the entire year, there is no excuse on why you're not winning the Eastern Conference, why you're not going to a finals. If you want to bring to me, winning a finals is a little bit too far, and that, like, if you make it, that's at least still a winning, a successful season. I can buy that, but you should be winning the Eastern Conference. Like, there are no excuses for that anymore. You decided to keep the core four together. You invested the money into this team that you've invested, and you're sitting in the second apron. You should be the team that is the favorite in the East, and you are. So there is no excuse when it comes to the full season look, but I do think there's a little early season grace right now for trying to get everything underway. Like, yeah, they brought back the core four. They brought back a lot of pieces from last year's team, even off the core four, like Jalen Tyson, Dean Wade, Sam Merrill, a ton of those guys. You're also operating with a lot of different pieces here, too. Like, we're talking about without Darius Garland out there, you're talking major minutes, you know, 20 plus minutes for a guy like Lonzo Ball. You're talking about Jalen Tyson just having an increased role, period. Sam Merrill right now in an increased role, trying to rework how a team without Darius Garland actually incorporates Jared Allen and Evan Mobley into the lineup. There's a lot of things to figure out in the early season that are slightly different from where they were last year. I think if we take this thing from game number one and you instantly go, no excuses, period. Like, this team needs to come out hot. They need to remain hot. They need to be the team that they were, you know, at the end of the regular season last year for the entirety of the year. Like, there are changes that are obviously apparent to this team. You're trying to do things differently. And that's part of last year wasn't successful in the playoffs. So how do you change that? You have to take a different approach to the year to get your guys ready for postseason action. They're attempting to make those changes. They're attempting to survive with what on Wednesday was three of your probably most six most impactful players not in the game. Even if, you know, DeAndre Hunter decides he's going to give it a go tonight, we're talking about, you know, two of your top five most impactful players or six most impactful players not in the game at all again. Like, there are still things that you're working through with this team to the point where I think we should have some early season grace. You should have a little bit of just leeway to where this team starts the year. Like, if anybody exploded after game one and was like, oh, this team looks terrible, you're missing, one, just the fact that they don't have a team that's healthy right now, and two, the fact that that's game one. You walked into Madison Square Garden, lost by eight. If your team was entirely healthy and you walked into Madison Square Garden and lost by eight, it's not like I'm going to be happy about it, but it was game. Like, that is the other top team in the East that you played competitively and you lost. Okay, not the desired result, but it is a regular season game. You take the loss on the chin and you decide to keep moving. There is no reason to just explode over anything that the Cavs have done up to this point and are going to do really for, you know, probably the first couple months of the season, as long as they're not sitting there as the 13 seed when we get into, I mean, January, we're not going to have a problem. It's going to, you know, you're going to survive. It's going to be okay. As long as this team stays competitive, stays among the Eastern Conference playoffs teams up until that point, I just don't think there's going to be a ton of fear. But there does come that time then where the Heat gets turned up. You start to get Darius back. You get Max Strus back. You get those guys healthy. And there does need to obviously be a point where it transitions from, okay, you're still figuring things out about this team, to you should have it more figured out and you should be beating the other teams in the East and just in the NBA period. If you have championship aspirations, if you've invested the money in, there's obviously a time, yes, in the regular season, where the expectations are raised to the point where we have them set for the entirety of the year. But right now, I really don't feel like that's there. Like, there shouldn't be the early season pressure on the Cavs. It's all about, for this team, what you do in April, May, and June. It's not so much about what you're doing in October. As long as you make it to the playoffs, in some degree, it's like, okay, well, the expectation still is there, right? Like, if the Cavs walked in and somehow fell all the way to the five seed, my expectation in the playoffs doesn't change, right? It's still the money that you invested into this team and the guys on the floor, the expectation is still that you win. So, I mean, we're going to react to the game tonight when it's all said and done. Like, as soon as the Cavs get underway and they finish up out of the Barclays Center, we'll be talking about them. Just if for some reason this is a game that the Nets play you close, and even if the Nets somehow came out and win this game, I just don't think there's going to be a high intensity level and anger coming out that, oh, the Cavs aren't good enough right now. It's going to be like, yeah, it's an unfortunate road bump. This still isn't a game you should lose, but you roll through the ups and downs of the year. Now, I wasn't very upset by the Knicks loss. Jax, I don't think you were very upset by the Knicks loss in general, but there were points of the game where you were very upset.
Watching Jalen Brunson play is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I've never seen a quote-unquote superstar player where anytime he touches the ball on offense and he's in an offensive set, his main goal, all he does is lean into the defender every single time, whether they're reaching out, no matter what, and he gets the call every single, like, Shea, this happens to Shea too, but Shea at least seems like he tries to create a majority of the time more than Jalen. Like, watching that game, every single offensive possession the Knicks had where Jalen Brunson was involved in the set was him leaning into defenders and just begging for a foul if he didn't get the foul. But 90% of the time, he got the foul.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Jalen Brunson drives me up a wall. And part of that game, honestly, the one of the biggest discrepancies, and I don't think, when I look at it, I say this is like crazy undeserved because I think the Knicks were the more aggressive team, like going to the basket, but the free throw differential was crazy. Like, it was absolutely nuts. The Cavs shot 18 total free throws. The Knicks shot 36. And of those, you look to Jalen Brunson, who shot 13 by himself. Like, and very clearly led the way. The next highest player was with 9, and that was Cat playing inside. Like, he shot 13 free throws. He almost matched the total of the Cavs. Like, he was pretty much neck and neck with the team. Like, it is one of those things that drives you crazy, but it's not going anywhere, by the way. Like, that's your Eastern Conference Finals
people
matchup.
People act like watching him is like, oh, it is. I don't know how people can watch him for 82 games a season and not, like, lose their minds.
It's not the most interesting style of basketball, I'll tell you that much.
It's horrible.
I don't particularly like it or enjoy watching Jalen Brunson. I think he's good player. I don't think I'd put him on superstar level. Somebody during the pregame had said he's a better player than Donovan Mitchell, which is just absurd.
If you watch that, there's no way you watch that game and go, yeah, Jalen Brunson's a better basketball. No, he can't create how Donovan Mitchell can create. He can't score at the same level Donovan Mitchell can score at. Like, it's not even close.
It was a slow start for both of them, by the way. They went a combined, 3 of 17 from three-point land? Not great. Not great on that two side. But, again, that's part of the early season struggles. Like, everybody pretty much comes out of the gate and struggles to shoot. Like, we saw that in game one of the NBA season between the Thunder and the Rockets. Both teams were, I mean, abysmal from beyond the arc. And both teams here, abysmal from beyond the arc. Like, you're going to find it. You're going to get into your rhythm. I don't know. Like, but you felt the same way I did. Did you not? When you talked about the Cavs, like, a loss to the Knicks did not feel terrible.
Yeah, not at all, no.
Like, would a loss to the Nets set you over the edge? Would it change tonight if they lost to the Nets?
I mean, I would be a lot more angry probably, but I still wouldn't be, like, worried.
Yeah, I just don't know. Like, there's a lot of things to figure out in this team. Like, we're going to talk about Jared Allen at some point here. I was not pleasantly surprised, and I was not impressed with what Jared Allen did on Wednesday. It was bad. He put up 4 points and 4 boards. I'm like 1 of 4 shooting. It was horrible. I'm still not like hitting the panic button over Jared Allen right now. Well, you can have the same concerns that you had about him last year, but the fact that you reset and go into it this year, Jared Allen, I don't have the exact same concerns that I had last year, and at least those have not festered in the exact same way, and I've gotten to the point where I'm annoyed. But like, it just is on a level of, if you're somebody who's sitting there right now and you're taking this game with all of the weight in the world on the Cavs and they have to be able to beat the Nets tonight or else you're going to be immediately in panic mode, I just don't think that's the way to view this team right now. You have to let them get their legs basically back under them, and not even in a health perspective, but just playing with new players. Like, yeah, it'll be much better when they're healthy. I don't care if you're missing your entire starting lineup. You can beat the Brooklyn Nets. Like, that's incredibly possible. So I don't really care about the injuries tonight. It's more about how this team meshes together. Because I think we saw, especially in the first half against the Knicks, did not look like a group of guys who had been playing together for the last 3 years. And for a lot of reasons, they weren't. Like, Lonzo was manning the offense while Donovan wasn't out there. Yeah, not a group that they're used to playing with. There's going to be a learning curve. There's going to be the ups and downs and the bumps in the road of trying to get this team on the right path. I just don't think you're anywhere near panic mode for the Cavs. If you tell me, you know, 2 months down the line, the Cavs are looking like the exact same team that they were on Wednesday, okay, panic button might be well within reach there. But right now, I think you just kind of let this Cavs team ride, and you take the bumps. I'm sure they'll show good moments. I'd be willing to bet tonight is a good moment against the Nets. Like, you probably go out, you should smoke this Nets team. I mean, hell, the Hornets smoked this Nets team. You should probably smoke this Nets team tonight and feel pretty good walking out of the Barclays Center, heading back home for your home opener against the Bucks. You should probably feel that is very well within the reach of what tonight is. But either way, just don't feel like it's going to be an overreaction. 216-474-0092. How much early season grace do the Cavs get for their struggles? You can also get to me on X, at Volnick Jake, V-U-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We got plenty of good stuff coming up for you guys. We have the Station Buzz coming your way at 7:40. We sit down at 8 o'clock, Lance Risland, Coach Riz of Cleveland.com, as we do every single Friday. We'll get Lance's thoughts on the Patriots game coming up for the Browns. We'll get into plenty of where they can actually attack the Patriots and how we evaluate Dylan Gabriel. Again, all coming at 8 o'clock. Get a grip at 9. We talk to Christopher Price of the Boston Globe covering the Patriots at 9:20 for more of an insight. Change Your Mind, going to be at 9:40, and we'll react to the Cavs in the 10 o'clock hour. Loaded show, but right now, 216-474-0092. How much early season grace are you giving the Cavs for their struggles? And more on Jared Allen, all coming your way in five.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 minutes. It's overtime with Jake Volnick. With the guys here until 11 on The Fan.
Is it just me? Or the lights in here brighter than expected?
Ah, yes. The voice of Jared Allen. And no, make no mistake, that's not from 3 years ago. That would have been opening night, 2 nights ago. Audio there, courtesy of ESPN. Jake Volnick with you guys on overtime. And listen, I think the Cavs as a whole, as I was just saying, I was starting out to you guys at 216-474-0092. How much early season grace do the Cavs get? And I'm giving them a fair amount. It is an entire unit, right? And even if we talk about Jared Allen, I think you look at his performance on Wednesday, obviously isn't good enough, but like, there is an ounce of grace thrown there for me, because you're still trying to figure out how you incorporate Evan Mobley heavier into the offense while keeping Jarrett involved without Darius on the floor. Like, there's things that Jarrett has to figure out, how he fits into a little bit different of a style of offense as well, especially while, again, Darius is out. It's things like those where it's like, you're mic'd up, you're on national television, very clearly did not make the city of Cleveland happy with those comments in the first place. I'd like, in one aspect, that you can laugh it off a little bit and be like, oh, I can make a joke about it. But also, I don't think anybody in Cleveland has started making a joke about the lights being too bright in, like, fun of Jared Allen. Right? It's more so, like, that was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Jared's soft, and we make those comments. If there is one guy that the pressure actually lives early on for, it is Jared Allen. Like, J.A., I think, as crazy as it is to look at Donovan and say, okay, this is the best team built around you right now that you've ever had in your career. It is your best opportunity. The East is never going to be weaker. It is your biggest opportunity to show that, hey, I can go out there and actually win one as the star player. Right? Because, I mean, Donovan's very clearly still the star. I think even you look at strides from Evan Mobley this offseason, it's still going to be a Donovan team. It's not going to be an Evan Mobley team. He's not going to surpass him this year if I had to take a guess. There's an aspect where it's like, yeah, there's a ton of pressure on Donovan to get this done. And it is his team. It is his legacy sort of riding on the line this year. On the other side of it, in a lot of ways, I'm looking at this and going, I think Jared Allen might still have more pressure on him right now, at least locally, than Donovan Mitchell has. Donovan's pressure feels like it's a national pressure. It is how he is viewed as a NBA player in the history of the game. Right? In the grand landscape, when you say Donovan Mitchell, how you're actually viewed when your career is said and done might ride on this year. We're talking about Jared Allen. Like, it's comments like those in your play right now that are determining what kind of player you actually are. Like, are you a guy that when we talk about, oh, core four, that you actually deserve to be in that conversation as the fourth guy, and we should be grouping you there? Or are you just another name? Are you just another starter on a very good basketball team that's really more of a three-man front? But it is a debate that we've had for, I mean, probably 3 years now, whether or not Jared Allen's actually a key piece to this team or just a piece to this team. But I don't know how a guy that I think personality-wise is very likable, is very calm, also just doesn't recognize the magnitude of the situation he's in. Like, we could get to the trade deadline in the NBA this year, and Jared Allen could not be a Cleveland Cavalier, and I would not be the most stunned person in the world. Would not shock me all that much if Jared Allen was a piece they moved on from the deadline, if they felt like they weren't getting enough out of him. It's like, Jared should also feel that pressure. You would think, no matter who you are in the NBA, the goal is to win a championship. You're on a team that is currently slated to help you win a championship. Jarrett should be feeling like he wants to be a part of that team. And I'm not saying that his comments say anything, you know, the other way, but it just feels like a guy who's playing very loose right now while also not putting up the product of a guy who's playing very loose. Again, like, you get part of the early season pass even if you're Jarrett, but you're not supposed to go out there with Darius down and put up 4 points and four rebounds. Because the biggest knock on Jared Allen has continued to be, oh, well, he's a little soft inside. He doesn't exactly live up to the physicality of the NBA, especially when the playoffs roll around. Wednesday was just another example of Jared Allen not living up to the physicality of the NBA. Like, the two guys you were going against were Karl-Anthony Towns and Ariel Huck-Porty. That should be a game where Jared Allen dominates. If not offensively, like in the paint scoring, probably should be dominating on the boards. Great player last year. I mean, statistically, is a good player, can rebound the ball. It's games like that where you disappear inside the big moments, right? It's game one, but you're in MSG against a team that you're going to be playing against. Ideally, if this thing plays out like it is on paper, you'd be facing them in the Eastern Conference Finals, and you once again shrunk. Like, you fell to the pressure of the game once again, where I just don't know how I don't look at this season in the scope and say that even right now, the pressure on Jared Allen lives from game one. I just think that is the fastest guy that people are going to turn on if this season is not going the way they want, or if he's not putting up the stats. It is not going to take very long for people to turn on Jared Allen. We were taking your guys' calls after the game earlier on this week on Wednesday. People were already turning on Jared Allen. It took one game of him being back and watching him play one game against the Knicks, and it's like, oh, same old Jared Allen. I've already seen enough. Right, he's the exact same player, hasn't changed. And quite frankly, like this is a game where I don't think Jared Allen makes up any ground in that conversation. Like, congratulations, you can out-rebound Nick Claxton? You should be able to out-rebound Nick Claxton. You should be the better player than Nick Claxton on the floor. You're being paid as if you're a better player. You are being valued as if you were a better player. The expectation is that there's not even a conversation there between Jared Allen and Nick. Like, it just does not happen. It just doesn't feel like... I like the demeanor of Jared at times. Like, I don't need everybody to be the rah-rah guy that constantly feels like he's high-strung or constantly feels like he has a chip on his shoulder. But it's those moments where you just feel lax, where I don't feel like you're getting the moment. I don't feel like you're getting the magnitude of the situation you're in. And I ask the questions of, like, what are you actually doing to improve right now? How much are you actually taking seriously? Because I'm looking at a near 7-footer not being able to rebound the ball, not be able to score inside the paint against the one team that I really need you to show up against right now. I just
I don't know how the two bigs continue to work, because there were times last year, especially in the regular season, where they flashed the two big lineup and it's like, okay, there's no problem here. Evan can now play outside. The paint's not completely clogged. Jarrett feels like he has a role and can play alongside Evan Mobley. And obviously, you know, while one of them is on the court and the other one isn't, there's not many big combos in the NBA that you feel more comfortable with between Jarrett and Evan. Like, you could just run those two guys all game long. It's why you didn't have a backup big last year and still found a ton of success. Obviously, you had to address that this year, but there was still success found, especially in the regular season without that. But it can't just be, oh, well, you'll have your success when Evan's not on the floor. You at least have to find it when he's not. Like, you have to find something. I think that patience wears very thin very quickly with Jared Allen and with an organization that is willing to spend, you know, contrary to like a Guardians team where people get mad that they don't spend. You think people really appreciate the fact that Dan Gilbert's willing to just stand in the second apron and say, all right, we'll hand the money out. But this is where the battle comes in. It's like, okay, we're happy that you're spending money, but spending money does not directly lead to winning a championship. The pieces and the money has to be well spent. And right now, Jared Allen is the biggest question mark on that team of whether or not he's actually worth the contract you're paying him. Which is just, again, absolutely absurd considering you look at the other three stars on the team, the money doesn't even come close to comparing. Right? Like, all of Donovan, Evan, and Darius are getting paid boatloads more of money than Jared Allen is, and I still question the contract of Jared Allen right now, which feels like a good contract more than I do those three guys for any second. It's like, okay, if I'm going to hand you $20 million, I expect you to be a key part of the lineup. Like, you're putting up Ariel Huck-Porty stats against Ariel Huck-Porty. We can't have that. You have to be an impact player, especially while guys are down. If it's not a core four to begin with, when one of your top three are out, Jared Allen would certainly be the first guy to step in, and you're supposed to fill the role of the top three player. Like, you should instantly lock in as the top three. Like, I felt better with Sam Merrill on the floor than Jared Allen. I felt better with his performance and that he was making more of an impact. I felt better about, I mean, debatably, Jalen Tyson, who did not have a good game. He was a non-factor on Wednesday. Those are the type of games you can't have if you're Jared Allen, because those are the type of games that you have consistently put up in the playoffs. I mean, Jax, I'll turn back to you. This is a guy that we've not been high on Jared Allen for a long time.
I've been saying this for like two and a half years now. I can't stay. That's pathetic.
I mean, one game already. I mean, I know you were pretty much out on Jarrett prior to the season starting, but like
prior
one
to last game, season starting, yeah.
Like, you didn't need to see any more. Like, the instant regret of bringing Jarrett Allen back and the pressure of like you might just want to move him anyway is already back on after one game
100%,
for you.
100%, yeah. As soon as he said that in pregame, I was out. And then he decided, get out of here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tell me, lights still look a little bright in here, and then make it look like the lights are actually bright. Like, live up to the statement that you lived up to for an entire series against the Knicks. Again, like, when you make those comments and you make that joke, and then you go drop, like, 20 and 10, I'm like, okay, like, you get the right. You get the right to make that joke of, like, probably shouldn't have said it a long time ago, but clearly it's a changed mindset, it's a changed team, and it's a changed player of who I was then to who I am now, but you look like you turned into the exact same guy who said the line in the first place. It's like, that's the guy that people couldn't stand. And for a lot of people, probably really still can't stand. Like, listen, teams like the Browns will consistently tell you, right? And I imagine the Cavs would probably embrace this same mindset a little bit of like, you don't let the outside noise affect you. Right, like what the fans are saying and what the media is saying, both locally and nationally. If you're going to tell me Jared Allen shouldn't be on this team, clearly they have ignored that, because that has been a message for quite some time. Kobe Altman has just ignored that and said, no, we really think that we can make the two bigs work. But
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think you can continue to try to ignore that, but there's only so much you can do by continuing to bring back a player who a majority of the fan base just can't get behind. Like, if through comments that they make, through the play that they put out on the court, if you consistently fall short of what fans expect and what fans demand, that noise eventually becomes loud. And that noise becomes apparent to the organization that it is actually paying your contract. It's like, I would like to think the two bigs work. I really would. There should be enough room to go around on the court for Evan Mobley and Jared Allen to be just on the same team and on the court at the exact same time and to both flourish. They play two very different styles of game. Like, if Jared Allen's on the floor, Evan can stretch out a little bit and he can be more of the stretch four and play outside and, you know, demand the ball a little bit and tell Jared to get the hell out of the way. And certainly when he's off the floor, Jared gets to play a traditional five and just look like the player he is. It's like, okay, but you got to be willing to show me that and show me that in good games. Yeah, do whatever you want against the Nets tonight. If you put up 30 and 20 against the Nets, everyone's going to be looking around and going, congratulations, you are 11.5-point favorites. There's nobody else on the other side, and you're playing at the Barclays Center, which probably won't see playoff basketball for the next, like, half decade. They're horrible. You got to find a moment to actually prove it to me. You had your moment to start the season. You had everything laid out in front of you to be successful, and you still fell short. 216-474-0092. Is the pressure already on Jared Allen this season? Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we're going to get to the most pressing things said by our station's guest today with the station buzz as well as your calls right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Coming up here in about 18 minutes, we're going to talk to Lance Risen at Cleveland.com, as we do every single Friday at 8 o'clock. We'll get Lance's thoughts on the Patriots matchup coming up, where the quarterback spot stands, Vrabel versus Stefanski, and a whole lot more. Again, coming your way at 8 o'clock. Cavs getting ready to get underway against the Nets. 11.5-point favorites. Said the pressure won't be on. Some of you might feel differently by the time the game's over. We'll react to it when it's all said and done, probably somewhere around the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, let's get to the most pressing thing said by our station's guest today with the station buzz. All right, let's kick things off, and let's keep talking Cavs here for just a minute. Nick Barlage, Chief Executive Officer of Rock Entertainment Group, there with the Cavs on this morning with Ken and Anthony, and he talked about the Cavs. Only one real goal in mind.
We are investing at the highest levels and probably in the history of the NBA, I think, to date, relative to roster and the construct of it financially. And so for us, there's only one expectation, and that's to go for it. You know, and there is no doubt the expectation when you invest at the levels that we're investing this year, and you have the group that we have, a group that cares about each other, cares about the community here in Northeast Ohio, a great coach in Kennedy. I think what you're going to see is every regular season game is we're strategically looking at it as a moment to keep building towards what that ultimate goal is. So I think there's going to be a lot of value in that. I think there's going to be a lot of value in seeing this team grow and prepare and crescendo towards that postseason run. And I think that's going to be the story as we start to tell it this year.
I was not ready for the crescendo to come out when I first heard this. I was not at all expecting that word to be just placed on the air at any given moment. But good word by Nick Barlage. But he also puts a ton of pressure on the Cavs, but also it allows you to recognize that they know the pressure is there. They're not just basically shrugging their shoulders at the fact that the team went out there and is sitting in the second apron and has vested the time, the money, the continuation of the players they've continued to have on the roster over and over again. And as long as you have the awareness that exists, you're in a fine spot. Like, you know the pressure is there. You know what the expectation is this year. You don't have a moment where I think, hey, maybe even somewhere with the Browns, maybe somewhere with the Guardians, the expectation from fans compared to the expectation period for the team and where they stand, it feels like there's a disconnect there. Feels like the Cavs and Cavs fans are all on the same page of you need to go out there and you need to be successful. And the goal this year is win a championship. You've done everything in your power to go out there and set yourself up to win a championship. Now it's about going and getting that done. So go show it. Like, go be able to actually prove to me that's what you need to do. And we'll be waiting on the Cavs to do it. They know the pressure's there. That's a good thing. One more here on the Cavs. Mark J. Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN, on today with Nick and JP on Afternoon Drive. And he gave his thoughts on why he thinks the Cavs will walk away with an NBA championship.
Pound for pound, that core four is pretty amazing. And they're going to have to break through at some point. So I feel like with Hunter getting a whole training, even though he's had, you know, some injury issues, and, you know, added addition to Lonzo Ball, the size, the fight, the mentality, the thirstiness, the anger. To me, I think also the coach, you know, being there for a second year, I think it's a good combination and a good time to believe. And also, you know, the core four, this is, what, the third year together, right? I don't think I'm going on a limb. I think they're the most talented team in the East, and that they could get there, and not only get there, but I do think that they play Denver. They match up well with Denver. Their speed gives Denver some issues. Their size can counter Denver's size, which is one of the few teams that could do that. You know, then you guys could put another banner up.
So I like a lot of the reasons, because obviously I feel very confident in the Cavs this year. And the expectation is championship for a reason. I also thought it was sort of interesting just to almost completely ignore the Oklahoma City Thunder on the other side. Like, for a lot of reasons, I can agree with almost everything that can be said on why the Cavs should come out of the East. When you talk championship period, like, the Thunder need to be a conversation there. They need to be a team that is considered in that same range. They would be my expected team to come out of the West. We talked about them as if they were a dynasty. Sure, you might match up well against the Nuggets. I don't know how well you still match up against the Thunder. Like, it's still a crazy defensive team. That is still a team that has a ton of ability to score in multiple ways. Started out a little slow, not by the wins and losses, but by the fact that they've been pushed to double overtime twice already this season. I think they're going to be all right, though. Would still be my pick. Got to go through them. That would be the top-tier matchup I think you could actually get in the NBA between two teams that match up well enough against each other to get a real series. And give me Cavs Thunder. All right, let's get to the Browns. Joe Hayden, former Browns corner, on today also with Afternoon Drive. And he talked about the perception of Dylan Gabriel in the Browns offense.
It's Dylan Gabriel. It's the running game, obviously, and it's the play calling. If we throw the ball 52 times, it's just the throwing the ball past 10 yards. I need to see it opened up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to throw it on time, throw it on time. But I just need to see just the dump offs, the check downs. I love that he's not turning over the ball. That's amazing. But I need just more plays to be made, like a little bit more down the field. Obviously, that's not going to lead it. Running, making sure Judkins gets the ball. Heavy dose of Judkins. We don't want him to, like, lead on Dylan Gabriel, but I just want to see a little bit more. Don't miss the open throws. And the team has to help them sometimes with dropping the ball, obviously. But I just want to see him make some plays, make some big plays for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of ways, it's kind of what we're all looking at Dylan Gabriel right now. Like, I think if your evaluation of Dylan Gabriel is that he's played three games and has just flat out stunk, I don't think that's a very fair evaluation of the way he's played. Like, it hasn't looked incredible. I think he's looked fine. I think he's done a lot of the short stuff well. He's protected the football well. He's done a lot of what Kevin has asked for. But at some point, the goal always ends up being, okay, we're trying to find a franchise quarterback here. And if all you're going to do is, you know, 8 yards and in, basically, you're not going to extend the ball out past 10 yards through the air, you're a really nice backup quarterback. Like, you can operate an offense that's not going to shoot itself in the foot over and over again. That is nearly the definition of a backup quarterback. If I'm trying to find a franchise guy, Dylan's got to do something to open it up. And whether that's, you know, Kevin essentially imploring that and telling Dylan Gabriel that's what we need to do, or Dylan just finding the gumption from himself to actually just go out and do it and go a little bit against what Kevin wants, you're going to have to prove it at some point. Just going out there and looking good enough is ultimately not going to be good enough for this football team. That will cost you your job. It will cost you your chance at being a Brown starter long term. It's like, again, if Kevin's not going to make you do it, you basically got to go out and do it on your own if you're Dylan. You got to find a way to show that you're actually going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL and a guy who can actually lead a team that they want to roll with, knowing those first two first round picks are sitting in their pocket this year. You got to prove something big. More on Dylan Gabriel today from Nathan Zagura of the Browns Radio Network with Ken and Anthony this morning. He talked about what Dylan needs to do right here this week against the Patriots.
This feels to me like it kind of has to be a Dylan Gabriel game. And if there is a weakness for the Patriots right now, the linebackers and the safeties and coverage. And so if he can work the middle of the field, getting David Njoku back, Harold Fannin, and maybe some vertical shots when they give some of their single high look, that's where I think that Dylan Gabriel has to take that next step. It's finding the balance between being so cautious with the football, but then also being aggressive. So you're going to have to live kind of on that edge of reckless and aggressive, but probably what you would call it is, you know, smartly reckless with the football.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty fair evaluation of it. But like, all I'm hearing when Nathan talks about this right now is the fact of basically if you're going to get it done, if Dylan's going to look like a quarterback that can extend the ball down the field, it feels like this is the game where he's going to do it. Right? Like, you do have all of the advantage from the places that you can attack this Patriots team. The safeties are a really big part of that. This team can get burnt deep. You got to be willing to actually go out there and attack that group. Right now, you're looking at a head coach of Mike Vrabel who's going to take away all of the short stuff, right? He knows exactly what the Browns want to do. He wants to establish the run. He might want to throw the ball short. Okay, so you're just going to stack the box the same way that Miami did. You're going to put eight guys in the box more often than not. And you're going to look to take away Quinshon Judkins. Okay, well, there has to be the counterpunch to that, which is actually extending the ball down the field. I believe Dylan Gabriel has the capability to do it. Like, he can throw the ball without beyond 10 yards. I've watched him do it in college. And it's not like he has a weak arm. He doesn't have the two arm. He's got more arm strength than that. Like, you can do it. You just actually have to have the confidence to go out there and do it. That's the one thing that I don't know is there for Dylan. Like, I don't know that you hold the confidence to actually take that risk and be able to make those type of throws, maybe partially because that's not your strong suit, maybe partially because Kevin Stefanski is not exactly going out there and putting all the confidence in the world that you can take those risks and be a little reckless with the football in order to have a little risk reward. All right, let's get one more in here. Our very own Daryl Ryder on with both Ken and Anthony this morning and Nick this afternoon. But this morning, Anthony asked him a question, and Daryl actually surprised me with his answer.
Do you think, Daryl, that it's telling that they're not giving Shador any of those reps?
Yeah, I do.
You really? You think that's telling?
Yeah. What if something happens to Dylan on Sunday? And obviously, I don't want to think in those negative terms, but do you really think Shador's ready to step on the field and take that thing over without having a single first-team rep? If you're going to change the offense around, and by changing the offense around, we're talking about throwing passes beyond 20 yards, sign me up.
I just sit here, the idea that Shador's not getting any first-team run right now leaves me at no surprise. Like, that is sort of the expectation. Hey, you're trying to figure out if you have a franchise quarterback, and I understand that a lot of people don't believe that that's Dylan Gabriel, but you would think when Shador gets in, Shador's going to think that he gets all the reps. And as he should, he's the starting quarterback, he should be going out there with the starters. Why am I taking away valuable reps from my starting quarterback, who's also a rookie, to give them the guy who I think might be my starting quarterback down the line, but I don't know for sure. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I feel like most of the expectation with the rookie quarterback is that you take the reps of the backup. Sure, your first time stepping into the game, if you were asked to do so in the middle of the game, might not look great. Guys, it's not supposed to look great. If your starting quarterback goes down, the idea is you probably lose the game. Like, you're not supposed to just go out there and be like, well, now we have this other guy in and things are going to go much better now. And things are going to look terrific. Like, no, he's going to take the week to look like he's better in the starting offense. He's going to take time to adjust to that role. It's like the only mindset there would be to go through and basically set up Shador for success while throwing Dylan Gabriel's success out the window. If this was Shador and Joe Flacco, or Dylan and Joe Flacco, and Joe's the starter, and they're taking away those first team reps to give them to the rookie, well, I still don't agree with it. I could see it more. You have a veteran who knows what he's doing, who has the connection with some of the players, who already knows the game plan going into the week and has done this for 18 years. You're just setting up Dylan Gabriel for failure. That's not the goal here. You still don't know what you have in Dylan. You're still trying to truthfully figure that out. I don't think that the best case scenario here is to get Shador ready while you're still trying to make things work, ultimately with Dylan Gabriel at the end of the day. Like, the Browns are very still clearly committed to trying to find success with Dylan and not just fully in Shador mode. And the only thing it's telling is that they're still trying to win football games and still put faith in the guy that they started first. All right, that'll do it for the Station Buzz. When we come on back here, Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, joins us as he does every Friday to break down Browns Patriots right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
I'm Joel Bitonio, offensive guard for the Cleveland Browns. I've been in the NFL for 12 seasons, and through it all, University Hospitals has been by my side. We've built a relationship based on trust.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.